So what happens when a woman's feelings are hurt? Something is said or something is done, and her reaction to it is that this receptor in the middle of her chest crashes. It crashes just like watching a computer system crash or watching an airplane crash. It crashes. And this like vibrant, bubbly receptor goes like this, just and it gets tight and it gets hard and it gets small. And if a woman's feelings are hurt very badly, it gets like this little tiny obsidian rock in the center of her chest. It's just dark and it's tight and no light or life can get into it. It's just crushed. This receptor for life just turns to death, to darkness. And then the energy that it has become travels the same circuit. So the first thing that happens is she can't breathe. And she's just, she'll have this feeling, just, like she can't breathe. She's like, she just can't, her chest just won't expand the air in. She just can't breathe. And then it travels up to her throat. And depending upon what happened that hurt her feelings, it could take 10 seconds to get to her throat. It could take an hour to get to her throat as the scene plays over and over in her head and her feelings crash. But when it gets to her throat, she can't talk anymore. She just can't talk. All the energy from her throat is gone and words won't come out. She can't talk. And then it'll go up into her face. This death just travels up into her face and you'll see her face fall. And it'll get to her eyes, and when it gets to her eyes, she has to close them because it's too bright in here. It's too bright everywhere. I need to go someplace dark because it's too bright in here. And I can barely open my eyes and the person who hurt my feelings, I can't look at them at all because looking at them at all feels like there's daggers coming in. And at the same time that it's going up this way, it's also moving out this way. And for some women, what it will do is, as their limbs close down, is they'll end up curled up somewhere. Maybe you might find them somewhere like this. Or some of us do the surfboard. Do you know, we'll crawl in our bed, and we'll get under the covers, and we'll be like this. And there's this heavy feeling. There's this feeling like dirt's being thrown on top of me. And I can't get up. I can't move. It's too heavy. And meanwhile, the death has gone past my eyes and now it's in my head. And all the happy thoughts are gone. I can't think at all. I'm kind of lost. And that'd be bad enough, except for something's been happening. Something's been happening for days or weeks or maybe months. And the thing that's been happening is this person's done these little things, these little tiny things that kind of irritated me and kind of hurt my feelings a little bit, but not enough to mention because we should avoid conflict, you know. They might not be pleased and save me, So we just let it go and let it go and let it go, but we didn't know that the system had this program running called the Petty Offense File. And all the things that we thought we let go and thought we let go and thought we let go have been being stored in the petty offense file. And when the whole system has shut down,